Anyway, we're going to talk some racing. Joining us now as we preview the Ingham there at Randwick on Saturday is Tim Clark. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So you committed to ride Riordini after the gong. I mean, how much sleep did you lose about that after Dajran's win in the Festival Stakes heading towards this race on Saturday?
Yeah, it's a shame that they have to meet, but obviously I understand that with the prize money and they're both on that target. I suppose Dajran, if he didn't win on the festival, he probably wouldn't have made the field. So they're both quite impressive their last starts, but just feel Riordini, maybe his form's just got a little bit more depth at the moment, and I guess that he's been a bit more consistent, I guess, over the time that he has been out here. Some of them big mile races that he's running gets stinkered over and very elegant. So that's pretty deep form. So he seems to be back in that sort of vein of form as well. So it's pleasing to see.
Were you committed to Riordini, Timmy, or did you just make that decision after they both raced?
I had my mindset on riding Riordini, and that was my sort of gut feel and my first thought. So I just stuck with that rather than trying to, I guess, overcomplicate it and overthink it too much.
Tim, what do you make of this, I guess, rebrand of the old Villiers $2 million race and, of course, honouring a family that's had such an impact on racing and in the community with the money they've raised and what they've done there as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic race, and obviously great to have the Ingham name behind it. Obviously with not only the prize money, but now that you've got the ballot into the free pass at the Doncaster next year as well. So, if you can win it, you're not having to then rely on trying to win a lead-up run or getting your ratings up as well. So looks like it's going to be a fantastic race. There's plenty of depth. There's going to be horses that don't make the field. So whenever you get a race and there's good horses not making the field, it means it's very strong. So I'm sure, it's going to be very competitive on Saturday.
Yeah, how'd you rate your sprint campaign, Timmy? And do you get a chance to have a break at all over the summer, or do you just keep riding through?
Yeah, I thought the spring was really good. I was really happy with how it all panned out. I spent a lot more time in Melbourne this year than I have previously. Well, obviously, with COVID, I wasn't there the last couple of years. But even before that, I spent a lot more time down there this year, and I think that was really good for me as far as getting to know the tracks and everything a lot more. And yeah, I think it'll be good for myself going forward, and to have some good success down there. Obviously, headlined by Alligator Blood was fantastic. So I'll ride till about the 17th, and then might put the queue on the rack for a few weeks and come back and get ready for Magic Millions.
And I guess Riordini on the draw today. I mean, it had a middle gate in the gong. Where do you think he's most comfortable in the run, Tim? Because he obviously can be up there on speed, or he can just sit off them, or is it very much barrier dependent for him?
He definitely likes to race up or near the speed somewhere. Yeah, it was a bit tricky at Kembla with the wind was sort of playing a bit of havoc, and it was a track that it was really hard to sort of be on the inside and be in the finish. So not that I intentionally sort of ended up where I did. It was just the way the race panned out a bit. There was probably a bit more speed than I anticipated, and then when I was although I was a bit wide, I was getting sort of cover from the wind down the side there, so I wasn't too worried about covering a bit of ground on that day. But yeah, that was one of his best efforts, and looking at his previous best efforts, it's been at Randwick over a mile when he's led and he's rolled along and run them along and made them chase. So, if he can get that set up on Saturday, he's going to be hard to beat. Obviously, I think there's a 20-horse field. So there's, you know, just with the due to the size of the field, there's going to be some pressure there, and yeah, we just have to see where we draw. But he'll be heading in a forward direction, no doubt.
What about today at Warwick Farm, mate? Is there anything you're riding that you can steer our listeners into?
I think the 2-year-old in the first.
Deciduous.
Deciduous, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's a real little pro that has done everything right at the trial. So I thought that it looks a good race for him. Yeah, he's well trained up, and as you'd expect with Gain Adrian's 2-year-olds, he's ready to go today, and I think he'll give a really good account for himself. He'll be hard to beat, and way to the stars. Gets back to his home track at Warwick Farm, where he won first up, and he was one of them horses that spoke about at Kembla meeting. He was on the inside, and it was probably a bit of a disadvantage for him for where he drew there, and so I think he's probably a deserved favourite and should be hard to beat as well.
Okay, for our listeners, both those horses' favourites today at the farm that Tim's mentioned, race 1, number 1, Deciduous, and race 6, number 4, Way to the Stars. Tim, hope today goes well, and Saturday particularly with Riadini as well. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, guys.